previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Joining us today are three of South Africa's most celebrated female musicians, Taryn, Tesha and Tasha, better known as Blackbird, with multiple SAMA's gold certified hits and a run of 8 number one singles from their debut album. They firmly cemented themselves in the country's music scene. Now they've come back after 2024 with a brand new single called Home, and they're all joining us on the line this morning to talk about the single and Blackbird. We say good morning to Tasha, Taryn and Tesha. Good morning.
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
Morning.
All right, we'll start with you, Taryn. Are you well?
I'm good, thank you. I feel awake now listening to your voice.
This is a vibe. Taryn, we're going to start with you this morning and the single Home, which we're going to play in just a bit after our chat. Home is described as one of the most challenging songs that you've written. Can you take us into that writing process and why it was so personal for you?
Yeah, so we were so excited to write something for just our people, you know. And when we're writing from the heart about someone that someone who feels more than just a person, someone who becomes your safe space, your anchor, someone who feels like your home, you know, when we start in that personal space, the words are often very challenging to find. And with Home, it was such an incredible experience for us because we had the opportunity to collaborate with Jacob Swan on the song from a writing perspective. And it just it was so exciting because it opened up such a deep level of introspection for us that just elevated this story we were trying to tell. And so this is a very, very exciting day for us because, you know, we're so excited to finally, you know, be able to share this universal kind of message, you know, with everyone. Because I just think, you know, at some point, every one of us is searching for a place to belong. Yeah. And for many of us, that's not the location. You know, it's a person. And so we just wanted to write something that reflects that kind of love, you know, and passion and safety and deep-rootedness.
Yo, that's very deep. Very deep.
Tasha, Tasha, I'm going to bring you in here now. You guys worked with both Loki Rothman and Jacob Swan on this track. What did each of them bring to the final version of Home?
I think which one is it, Tasha or Tasha?
Tasha. Tasha.
Me. Oh, lovely.
Me.
Loki is an incredible writer, producer, and an incredible human. He's just he brings such a vibe to the song. I think his leadership is also amazing. He gives us the space to say what we want on the track. You know, sometimes you go into studio and it's like, can I actually say something? Can I, like, you know what I'm saying? So he creates a space where we feel comfortable to be creative, you know, and that's very important. And I think he's an incredible musician as well. Like when he plays, he picks up the guitar and you're like, yes, that. He doesn't even have to play it like, you know, 7 times or whatever. We like, yes, 100% that. So they are incredible humans and incredible people. It was just special working with these two guys on this track.
Tasha, to you, I mean, let's talk about the genre of your music. It blends country pop with heartfelt storytelling. We heard Taryn getting into that heartfelt emotion about this particular song. How has your sound evolved since your relaunch in 2024?
It's evolved immensely. You won't even believe. The first time we got together, we didn't think we were going to make it a band because we were actually sitting on Taryn's stoop and we were just trying to sing Diane for the, like, just to find our harmonies. And it just wasn't working at all. And we were having a laugh about it because we thought that we were doomed for sure. But our sound has evolved so immensely that I personally can't believe it. We were sitting on the same stick of Taryn's the other day. And we were singing Home just acoustically on the guitar. And I said to them afterwards, I can't believe how we've grown, to feel each other's vibe, and we know where the other one's going to go. So I don't know, I'm extremely proud of us for just learning to know each other's styles and voices, and I don't know, I think it's because we have such an amazing bond that we can just feel each other on so perfectly. So, no, we've grown a lot as individuals, as a group, and physically, spiritually, everything. So I'm just extremely proud of us girls that we've come so far, and we just pushed through everything.
Last one, Tashe, you've achieved a lot in your careers already. Looking ahead, what's next for Blackbird after this single?
If you ask Karen this question, she'll say Nashville.
Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. Got any branch sugar?
Karen knew I was going to say that. She was like,
you know me so well.
I think we want to show, we want to meet the incredible people listening to our songs. We love people. And this is why we put on earth for people and for animals, but for people. I think. So we want to meet the incredible people listening to our songs. So a lot of shows and a lot of music. We are releasing another single. So they can look out for another single this year. And a lot of shows. And then obviously if Karen gets away, Nashville.
Nashville.
I think before we get to Nashville, we just want to say that, you know, the big drive of the song is to, you know, we wanted to create something for our supporters. And so today between 9 and 10 a.m., we are launching a very, very, very exciting campaign. Like very, 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 very.
You're not even don't tease us like that.
No, I'm serious. We're going live on our socials and we're going to be talking about this. And when we come down to PE on the 29th, we are going to be talking about it and we're going to be encouraging people because we're playing at Elements in PE.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about it. But before we talk about it on the 29th, you need to actually be on our page between 9 and 10. You don't want to miss this. I promise you.
Oh,
I wish you could say more.
You know what?
We signed the NDA.
You know what? You guys are so great. If I was a judge on a music show, you guys would be like great because you guys are the only Tennessee.
Oh, for flip's sake.
Nashville, Tennessee.
You see, what do we have to do with every morning?
That was good. That was really good.
Thank you. Good, you got that day. Good. Day. Okay.
Ladies, we're going to let you go. I know this is a very exciting day for all of you as you return to the music scene and you bring us the single, which you're going to play now. It debuts on Algo FM for the very, very first time. We're going to play a home for you. We wish you all the best of luck and we'll definitely tune in, you say, between 9 and 10.
On all our socials.
We're going live!
Well done, ladies. Thanks for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Your love is a fire, and all that I want is to burn through the night with you here in my arms. So hard to believe, but when you came around, I got this burning desire to call you my own. I searched my heart, dove deep in my soul, and found the words to say.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.